Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Modified winner Kyle Buchmiller. Then we'll speak with Sprint Car winner Jalen Montgomery and have a conversation with Lernerville champ Cody Catellus. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start at Pittsburgh. Norris won that one. Jeff Ryan, a winner at Bedford. Blanket Hill to Werginis. Peterson back at Victory Lane at Tri-City. Dog Hollow to Kyle Lucon. Carly Audi wins J-Town. Marion Center to Yetter. And Kyle Fink victorious at Mercer. Richmond, Kentucky to Josh Rice. Trevor Seiss wins Hidden Hollow. Mudlick to Danny Smith. Blake Brown wins Thunder. And 201 to Brandon Fouts. Parkersburg, West Virginia to Tyler Evans. Tyler Carpenter wins Tyler County, and Elkins goes to Braden Dillinger. Now to Ohio, the voice of Mike Goins.
Josh Sage out of Piqua, Ohio, has won the first three Ohio 300 races. Here tonight at Shady Bowl, he's going to win race number four in the championship in the Ohio 300.
Attica and Sharon to cap. Malcutt wins Wayne County, Raceway 7 to Santee. Travis Dixon wins 35, Moeller to Jamison, and Duncan back at Victory Lane at Atomic. Bloomington, Indiana to Tim Schaefer. Javier King wins Anderson. They went tall at Montpelier. Lincoln Park to Cale Coons. Tyler Arrington, Lawrenceburg's winner. Brownstown to Tyler Kane. Derek Smith wins Sportsdrome. Speedrome to Alexis Hughes. Ethan Barrow victorious at Circle City. And Hobstad to Kyle Cummins. Swanson wins Springfield, Illinois. Lincoln to Midkiff. Wenger at Farmer City. And Peoria to Denning. Crabtree, the checkers at Doe Run in Missouri. Farmington to Kretzmacher. The smooth operator had him drinking at Maquoketa to Iowa. Independence to Nezwersky. Elston wins Lee County, 34 to Bergdorf. And Brody Tucker, the checkers at English Creek. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Auburndale Modified Division winner, Kyle Buchmiller. Hey, Kyle, welcome to the show. Connect the dots for those folks listening. We had Evan Buchmiller on a little while back. You and him, Florida guys, related, right?
Yeah, yep. Evan's my son. He's 15, about to be 16, and you had him on a little while back about him running his legend car.
And does he think already that this modified is his and he's letting you drive it now? Is, you know, as these young kids want to get faster and faster, what's that dynamic like?
No, I couldn't ask for better help and a son than Evan. He wants me to stay in it. I'm trying to give it to him. And he just keeps pushing me. He goes, no, you're not done. You're not done. You can keep doing it. So he's pushing me to stay in that car, but he also has drove it a couple times just to get the feel of it. And now he's got a super late model ride. So now he's even more pushing me to get back in the modified. And I did the first time in a while this past weekend.
Auburndale Speedway Modified Division winner Kyle Buchmiller on the ProFabrication.com hotline. The modifieds there in Florida, kind of similar to some we see towards, you know, Alabama and even in the Midwest. What would you say they favor modified wise for those in sport folks?
That's very similar to those cars. There's a series called Modified of Mayhem that runs near Alabama, Georgia, North Florida in the Panhandle. And then you have the Midwest modifieds that runs up near Ohio and Indiana. All of those two series and our Florida mods are very similar. Even during the World Series of Asphalt over at New Smyrna, a lot of those cars will come down and run at New Smyrna and run with what they call the Florida Modifieds, mm-hmm. because our cars are very similar.
Wow, that's good stuff. The World Series of Asphalt Racing happening in February, all good stuff there. And chatting with us on the line is modified winner from Auburndale Speedway, Kyle Buchmiller. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So winning the other night, dominant performance for a guy who's not there regular. How did things work out through the process before you got to Victory Lane? How did the race go?
It went pretty well, actually. We unloaded for practice on Saturday, and the car was decent. I made a couple small changes, and we went out again. The car felt a little bit better, but it just didn't have the same speed that all the other cars had, the cars that we were chasing. So I decided to take the restrictor plates out. We use a tapered spacer to try to reduce horsepower to make the car more drivable. So I felt like we were going fast enough through the corners, just wasn't going fast enough down the straightaways. So we did that, and that helped a bunch. We qualified third, less than a tenth off of fast time. And due to the invert, I was able to start on the pole and led all the laps. I had two really good cars behind me. The whole race, we were pretty much nose to tail for the first half. And then I was just able to stay consistent with the clean air out front and just pull away just by a couple car lengths and give myself a tiny bit of breathing room. And we went 50 green flag laps with no caution. So 50. it was a short race, but long one.
50 laps, trying to hang on with two hungry racers behind you on a reasonably flat surface track at Auburndale, Florida. The modified division winner on the profabrication.com hotline, Kyle Bookmiller, did that dominant performance there at that Central Florida track. How about pre-race rituals? You were talking about you and Evan working together, but is there a time when he recognizes dad's got that game face on? He's going through his rituals. What's one or two things you do to get that transition focus for going out and doing it for the features?
We're both very different in that. Where he's young, he's fired up. I'm doing everything I can to calm him down. that way he stays focused. And then I've been doing it a while now, so I try to stay pretty calm before the race, and he's doing everything he can to hype me up.
Wow.
Just to get me fired up. And I keep telling him, Bud, once I get in the car, it all goes away and I can turn it on, but I'm just hanging out right now. He's like, you need to get focused. You need to be ready. And I'm like, I'm good, bud. Yep. Don't worry about me. I'll take care of it.
Well, Kyle Bookmiller, thanks for joining us to the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a candidate turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. The winged sprint car winner from Jackson County Speedway in Southern Ohio, Jalen Montgomery. Hey, Jalen, welcome to the show. Hometown driver getting a hometown win. How special was that to, park it in victory lane there at a track that, at one point had stopped and now is back on? Had to have been a lot of fun. What was it like?
Oh, it was a blast. I mentioned to my dad multiple times through the week how exciting and how much I wanted to get that win there in front of all my friends and family. So it was just a blast.
Jalen Montgomery did just that. She won in the Ohio Thunder IMCA Race Saver Sprint Car Series. Long name, but a sprint car series that travels across Ohio and around the Midwest, and a lot of young rising stars there, and now a two-time winner in that series after winning in May at Skyline and now in Jackson County. Jalen Montgomery is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. But the day didn't seem, from what I could tell looking at the line scores, that you qualified sixth. Was the car just not, where it needed to be? Were you not where you wanted to be before you got in it? What was the combination that needed to improve to make it faster?
It was just a little off for qualifying. Normally we're a little off. It was a little tight. So we knew for the heat it would probably come to us. So we made a minor adjustment for the heat race, and it was definitely better for the heat. But we're never usually good in qualifying.
So when drivers talk about loose and tight, and your car was tight, I think seat belts are tight and steering wheels on tight, things like that. I'm sure that's what the folks listening on stations across the country. But what, when a driver says the thing's tight, what are you meaning?
Well, I would get into the middle of the corner and the front end of the car would kind of push towards the wall. Like it wasn't really, it wasn't steering the greatest. So it just made it hard to handle.
Oh yeah. You don't want to hit the wall, have to lift off the gas and then turn it, take it away some time. But Jalen Montgomery made that adjustment, took care of business in her heat, and then led all the laps in the feature last weekend in the Ohio Thunder IMCA Race Saver Sprint Car Series at Jackson County, Ohio's Jackson Speedway there. She's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. So you end up in victory lane there and such, but even as you're driving those last couple of laps and such, are you starting to recognize that, hey, there's my friend from elementary school, there's my high school bandmate, things like that. And what is that? Is there pressure building up even as you're starting to pull away from the competition in the closing laps? But what's that like, just catching people that up in the grandstands out of the corner of your eye?
It's pretty cool. Most of the people from my school don't really understand the racing that I do. So whenever they show up and I can win for them, I think it makes it cool.
Well, definitely cool to have Jalen Montgomery, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winning at Jackson County Speedway, her home track, her hometown, and taking that car all the way to victory lane. What's the thing they say to you at school and at other events around town that you just roll your eyes and tell them what it is anyway? Because it's that simple question that they ask you all the time.
Most of the time, it's just like, what's that? Like, what's that mean? They can't really comprehend, like, what it is.
Well, she is a wheelman, as they say in the racing biz. She's a gasser, and she got the victory in her sprint car, her winged sprint car at Jackson County Speedway. Jalen Montgomery, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. See, you get to victory lane there. Are they having a hold the crowd back? What was the victory lane celebration like? Did dad make it over there from the modified pits where his race car was to give you a hug? How was victory lane?
Second time winning, so obviously the emotions were high. Obviously my dad gave me a great big hug because, couldn't do without him. The crowd was pumped. Everybody seemed pretty excited, so It was pretty fun.
And it had to have been a blast there, not only getting the hug from Dad, but a trophy at Jackson County Speedway, her home track. Jalen Montgomery, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. But you do wear a helmet. I'm sure that's the regulations, right?
Yep.
Yep. So you got a sponsor called Hair by Amber. How does that work in Victory Lane when you got to take your helmet off and you got a helmet head and a sponsor like a hairdresser? What's that? How do you work that out?
The Hair by Amber sponsor is my mom. My mom's a cosmetologist, so she gets my hair fixed for the races. So I guess the helmet hair is kind of on her.
So she's not there in Victory Lane diving into the framework of the car going, wait a minute, Jalen, we got to fix your bangs here.
No, she's not. She just tells me to make sure I pull my braid forward so I don't look like a guy.
Well, you looked like a winner all the way through those 25 laps. Jalen Montgomery, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. Top 3-4 in points in the Ohio Thunder IMCA Race Saver Sprint Series. A rising star in the Midwest there for all of you to watch and stay focused on. Where can folks find you on the internet so they can find, the list of sponsors you've probably got and all the other information, buy t-shirts? Where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me at Jalen Montgomery Racing on Facebook. And I think it's the same for TikTok as well.
Oh, you do TikTok? Do you do TikToks at most of the races you go to?
Most of the time, yeah.
Oh, that one's going to be one we'll have to dive into. Jalen Montgomery, Ohio Thunder, IMCA Race Saver Sprint Car Series winner. Her second feature win of the season. She did it as well at Skyline Speedway. Watch her as the season goes on. Headed towards championship time. She took the win last weekend at Jackson County. Jalen, thanks for joining us at the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
The NASCAR playoffs return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway September 19th to 21st. This year, it's going to be wicked faster and wicked funner. 3 days of racing, camping, concerts, and fireworks. Grab your friends or make some new ones. And when the checkered flag drops, one driver takes home the giant lobster. Don't miss New England's biggest race weekend, the NASCAR playoffs, September 19th through 21st. Get your tickets now at nhms.com.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me every Monday night for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I watched the race on TV, and they wanted to give him the mantle of greatest of all time, and he's won 4 races in a row, and so I can't do that yet. But I do think what we're watching is a guy who's changing the sport. He's changing the way the other drivers approach road racing. He's making them study. He's making them up their game.
That's Fast Talk right here on the Performance Racing Network.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing, and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Lernerville's newest champion, Cody Catellus. Hey, Cody, welcome to the show. And, man, a first-time track championship. Flick's got 9 of them. Norris has 5. Krummert's got 3 now. But you're the guy that for the first time will ascend to that top spot at the banquet and be honored as a Lernerville Pro Stock Division champion. How does that even sound when somebody says that? And, you know, that's you they're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. It really hasn't set in yet. I mean, that's always what I wanted to do whenever I was a kid, is drive a race car. And Lernerville's pretty much always been the top tier racetrack. And there's a lot of competition, a lot of guys there that can win each and every night. Even just to win a race there, it's quite an accomplishment. And to win the track championship, I can't even put into words.
Well, he definitely has those words now that he controls. First-time Lernerville Pro Stock Champion. Cody Catellus, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I saw that you won 3 of the races, the last one included in that. Was there one night, and it might have been that you got 4th on that night, that really turned the tide and made you the champion that you've now become? Was there a night where you dug a little bit harder and realized we're in this and we're gonna fight our way to the finish?
Well, the mindset going into the year was to win a championship. We started off pretty consistent with top 3s, top 5s, but we really wasn't good enough to win. And the guy that helped set our cars up, Anarchy Customs, Greg Beach, we went testing one night and we found a couple things. And then it was after that we won the next race, and then everything was history. I think we only had one bad night after that, where I actually caught on fire in hot laps. We had a fuel pressure, or I'm sorry, a power steering line blew.
Wait a minute. I caught on fire like it was, you know, I just came in to get a tire fixed or something. What's that like? We're talking with Cody Catellus, the new Lernerville track champion in the Pro Stock Division. And going over kind of the year that was here for a second, and he goes, I just caught on fire one of the nights. What's that moment like? It's starting to fire, starting to come in that car. What are you thinking at that point?
Pretty intimidating. I mean, you're going in a corner full speed, and all of a sudden you see smoke, and then I'm like, well, I actually thought that I had a tire going down because I felt my steering wheel get real tight. Thought my right front was going down. That's where the smoke was coming from, and all of a sudden you just see flames shooting out the hood and in your face, and I was getting burned with all this fluid, and then you just think the worst, that the motor blew up, and I'm like, well, there goes the championship. And anyway, we get it back in the pits, and there's the power.
Wait. Yeah, you're still driving it at that point. How do you think, okay, I got flames, where do I go in those moments? What are you doing to control the car and get it to somebody to put it out?
Well, the car just shut off on its own. And then you're kind of just drifting to a stop. Hopefully nobody hits you and hopefully I can get out of this thing. They're not easy to get out of, and just try to get out of the car as fast as possible and hope the safety crew gets there fast enough to put it out. Luckily it went out on its own and we were able to finish the night off after we got the correct parts to fix it.
Wow, Cody Catellus, a hot summer night fire, and then later on in the summer, the Lernerville Pro Stock Championship. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So I understand your brothers work on the cars, and a couple of them race as well. That's got to be a kind of a fun dynamic, but an intense dynamic. Which brother are you? Are you the joking brother? The one that the girls say is the sweet brother? Are you the intense brother? Where do you lie in this group of Catellus boys?
I'm their boss. I mean, we all work for our family business. I'm their boss, so I'm the one that tells them what to do. But I also try to tell them what to do on the race cars. They're learning. They're humble and trying to get faster. And they've done it for a couple years now. But it can be intense at times and very chaotic. I mean, when things aren't going right, tempers are flaring. But we all want to do good for each other and be there and help each other out. So it's a lot of fun, but a lot of hard work at the same time.
Wow. Cody could tell us his brother's race and work on the car, his father race, his grandfather, extended family racing. That's got to be awesome way to go to the track each week. And Cody is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Lernerville Pro Stock Division track champion for the first time. He got that done there. So the banquet comes up. You know, are you going to have a whole section of Coteluses? I mean, how many invites do you think you're going to have for this banquet?
I'm sure we'll have a couple there. This is my first ever track championship. So it was actually pretty cool. I won my first ever race 5 years ago, Friday night. And then I won my first track championship exactly 5 years later on the same night. So that was pretty special. But I know I have my whole family and my brothers. Maybe we have a couple sponsors there that helped us out through the years, and some crew members as well. So it'll be a big party.
A big party and a very well-earned party for Cody Coteluses, the Lernerville track champion in the pro stock division. He raced hobby stocks back in the past, did a little bit of late models, and on to this championship this season. If folks want to follow you, your family, and all the activities you do in racing, is there a place on the internet? You do the social media. Where can we find you?
So we have Facebook on Cody Coteluses Racing, or just on my personal page. And then we have YouTube as well. We haven't done it as much this year. We still have a little bit of content to put out there, but we've done some GoPros, some vlogs and stuff that my brothers put together. So there's a lot of cool, exciting videos out there that people can watch, even from the driver's perspective, which a lot of people don't see. We try to put all that out there.
Perfect, Cody. We got to go on our end, but we'll check it out. YouTube page, Facebook, all kinds. Cody Coteluses, the Lernerville champion. Thank you for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hump Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit humpbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Here's John Felton of Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen.
We've been partnered with NASCAR for about 6 years now. We've continued to expand the various ways that we can engage the NASCAR community. Radio has been very helpful for us in terms of accessing the fan base directly through relationships that we've built with the on-air personalities. That's a brand that has a personality that is a good fit for our brand.
Thank you, John. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. It's August, it's warm out, but you know what? It is championship hunting time out there at so many tracks, so many big races going on. Get out, support grassroots racing. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.